Books of Bible prophecy have long been shrouded in mystery. Ancient texts, cryptic numbers, symbolic imagery, all depicting awesome apocalyptic events soon to come. Is it really possible to understand what they mean? What is the mark of the beast? Is it, as some say, a computer chip implanted under the skin, or even something more insidious? And what about the Antichrist? Has this sinister enemy of God already made his appearance? Or is he still waiting in the shadows? Will some terrorist event trigger Earth's final tribulation? Will we witness the horrors of Armageddon and the seven last plagues? What do we need to know to avoid being left behind when the Lord returns? Will we recognize the last days and know what to expect? What you're about to experience will reveal what the Bible really says about Earth's end-time events. Join me now as we uncover the amazing facts behind the final events of Bible prophecy.
Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
After this thousand-year Sabbath in heaven, Christ and the redeemed, with the New Jerusalem, return to the earth. As the city draws near to the desolate planet, Jesus commands the wicked dead to rise from their dusty graves. At his word, the unsaved from every time and place now stand before God. The lost are resurrected with the same mortal bodies they possessed before their death. As Jesus descends, his feet touch the Mount of Olives. A tremendous earthquake splits the mount and transforms it into a great plain. Then the New Jerusalem, the massive city of God, descends from the heavens, and its foundation comes to rest on the plain Jesus prepared for it.
Now, when the thousand years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison, and will go out to deceive the nations, to gather them together to battle.
Amazingly, Satan manages to deceive his followers one last time, and he rallies them to capture the heavenly city by force. Generals and military men of all ages now apply their combined skill to prepare for what is expected to be an epic battle. By this very act, the lost reveal that their hearts are unchanged. If possible, they would tear God from his throne and seize the holy city by force. Little do they realize that their futile war is lost before it even begins. Judgment Day has come.
And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened, and the dead were judged according to their works.
Suddenly, high above the city, the Lord appears on his glorious throne. All the feeble war plans of the wicked are immediately arrested. As they gaze up into the face of God, the lost are made painfully aware of every sin they have ever committed. They recall every time they silence their conscience, every time they turn from the pleadings of the Holy Spirit. Some had gone to the grave believing they had successfully hidden their sins of murder, crime, and vice from all. With shame, they experience firsthand the words of Jesus found in Luke 12, "For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known." As a vivid panorama of their lives play before them, each lost soul understands completely that they have, by their own choice, rejected salvation. Tragically, the peace and happiness of those inside the city will never be theirs. The feelings of hopeless despair that sweep over them is beyond words. The rebellious can't deny God's justice in declaring them guilty. With one voice they cry out, "Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints." And falling prostrate, they worship the Prince of Life.
They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them.
Finally, the time has come for the lost to face the irreversible consequences of their actions. Without warning, fire and brimstone fall from the heavens. The earth breaks up and fire explodes from the molten caverns beneath. And as the inferno engulfs the wicked, the righteous remain safe and secure within the gates of the New Jerusalem. Every sinner is punished according to what they've done. Those with few sins are destroyed quickly, while those who are guilty of horrific evil against humanity suffer longer. And Satan, the instigator of all sin, is forced to suffer the most. For God, the punishment of the wicked is a painful act, but it's something that his justice demands. The penalty for sin is death. On the cross, Jesus suffered this final punishment on behalf of all who would embrace his sacrifice. But tragically, the lost have rejected this gift and must pay the awful price of sin for themselves.
For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly, will be stubble. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet.
And as the last embers of punishment grow cold, the citizens of the universe lift their voices and praise God that Satan's reign of terror is forever ended. With the peace of the cosmos eternally secure, God now directs his attention to the creation of a new heaven and a new earth.